Our border region is home to a number of filmmakers adept at making movies with little or no support. A new project created by a number of borderland creatives hopes to foster increased collaboration and quality output among the area's film community. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. My guests today have created an innovative new program for supporting the development of short films in the region, the Dogma 18 Project. James Arabito and Austin Savage are two of the creators and facilitators for this project, and I'm happy to have them in the studio today. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
Austin, you've been here before, but James, I think this is your first time on your show.
Yeah, first time. Thank you.
You are a writer, director, locally, filmmaker, and Austin, you're an actor, writer, producer, director of the Border Theater. You both have lots of experience working with creatives in our community, but I gather at some point, Austin, some people got together and you guys started talking about how you could foster greater collaboration.
It almost feels accidental. James came to see some things I did, and somehow we ran into each other. We had a conversation, and the conversation turned into coffee, and out of mutual respect, it became this like idea of like, hey, we should make something. And then serendipitously, as you said in your intro, community sometimes is not conducive to creation. And we ran into Gabe Fernandez and Frank Luna of the church, Carlo Mendo, who ran the Loft Light, Hector Sines, all those guys, and Gracie Torres. And it just turned out there were a lot of people who wanted to make things egoless. And that's my favorite part of this project, actually, is that, you know, I do a lot of work with a lot of people, and I understand that things get difficult sometimes, but like, these collaborators are like egoless people. We're actually just providing an opportunity. And so it's not about showcasing ourselves, which I think is important. Because I think sometimes people whose whole kind of outlet is highlighting their own ego or highlighting
vanity projects.
Don't get me wrong. We love making good work, but we want to provide opportunity.
Yeah.
And everyone involved is sincere about providing a platform for anyone who wants to be involved with the Dogma 18 to learn from under us and be better. And if everyone who gets involved in the Dogma 18 or anyone who hangs out with us is better than we are, that's actually the goal.
So James, Austin mentioned the church, and I think that's a new organization in town, new collective. Can you shed any light for us, those of us who have not known that group before, what the church is and what its goals are here?
I can speak to it a little bit, but I know Frank and Gabe, they couldn't make it today. They'd be the best ones to talk to. They are kind of spearheading that. But what I do know is they are a community arts organization. And originally, their first base is set up in San Diego. And it was kind of a project to bring a community of artists together so that they can work together and figure out how to monetize, how to survive and keep working.
The most important thing is
how
do you make a living
doing
this?
Yeah. It's a huge thing. It's, you know, it's never really taught to you. Just kind of like thrown to the wolves after film school, or if you decide to do it and like, oh, figure this out. How do you survive? So I think it's really cool that they're bringing that here and trying to foster this artistic community. So I think Dogma 18 really came from that need to work with that on the filmmaking side. There's a lot of music that they're working with and visual artists, but filmmaking is such a hard thing to do. You know, if you're a musician, or you can just practice your guitar or your saxophone, but filmmaking, you need a group of people with you, and you need a process.
An army,
yeah, to make this film. And so what we're kind of proposing to do is do that weekly.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because your summary that you sent me, and I know you're in the testing phase and this is about just beginning to roll out, but I mean, when it's blowing and going, what is Dogma 18 and how will this work? It looks like it's very ambitious goal of of making a short film literally every week, but not just making them. You actually have some funding attached to each of those films, which is really unusual in this area.
Right.
So tell me a little more about how you see this program rolling.
Yeah, so basically it's a project to create a short film within certain guidelines for aspiring filmmakers or even filmmakers that just want to practice. It's obviously, for those of you that know, Dogma 18 is a throwback to Dogma 95, which a group of Danish filmmakers like Lars von Trier and others had certain guidelines of that they had to make films within. So, I mean, ours is very different.
A challenge.
A bit of a challenge.
How to work within these parameters and still make something artistic.
Yeah. And very bare bones is what they were focusing on. So we've taken some of that, and some of our guidelines are one project per week, one camera is only allowed, 1 to 2 actors, a 1 to 2 page script, one location. This one is kind of loosey-goosey. There's an hour to shoot, but 3 hours total. So it'd be an hour. Yeah, which is we've done some tests, and it's very frustrating, it's also very possible. And it makes you not question every single thing you're doing, and you're just shooting for the
because you don't have time. You just have to roll, and
you just roll. And so
you can't second guess yourself.
You can't. You have
pace now, I mean, back and forth for hours.
Right. While the clock is ticking, the financial clock is ticking. Everyone is waiting around on set for you to make that brilliant decision that will
and
never
each
come.
Filmmaking team is going to have funding too as part of this Dogma 18. Correct?
So the whole thing is there will be a grant towards it that people will be able to budget with, so they can hire their directors, their writers, their editors. They can learn how to budget their films properly, so that when they do get larger amounts of money, they know how to handle it. And we're sort of there to guide them with that. We have experience with that sort of stuff. Now, if they're already experienced and they want to take that finances and they have their own team, they can do that. If not, they can hire us if they need to, other people within the community that they would like to work with. We think it's good to kind of give people the financial resources to do it, so it's not sweat equity. It's not, you know, they can get paid, possibly make a living off of it.
Which the money is a very unique aspect to a lot of the programs here for making short films. And I think, Austin, you were mentioning a lot of the people behind this project who are helping facilitate, you know, yourself and James and the others you mentioned earlier in the show. They're really there, I guess, to act as advisors?
Yeah, essentially the idea is budgeting is important and resource allocation is important. And unfortunately, I think too much in the arts community, especially in the film community, there's kind of you got to do it pro bono and you get the dreaded exposure.
Right.
Or you wait for some outside opportunity to arrive. So, you know, some commercial work or something along those lines. So it is a micro budget. It's $1,000 a project, which is not huge. But it's something. It's a sign of respect. It's a sign of work. It's a sign of
legitimacy.
And as James is mentioning, the project managers or the directors, they learn how to deal with that. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things is you're granted $1,000 a project. But if you come in under budget, that money rolls over to your next one. So, like, if you manage to do it legitimately.
Yeah, that is one of the
build up a surplus.
And it builds up a surplus. And then now your next one is $1,400. As James was talking about the restrictions, the 2 minute. Mm-hmm. Now we'll give you a 5 minute. It's not just, quote, the artistry. It's the ability to make a film is hard. It's like people like Jarmusch who can make movies with almost zero money or with outside funding, and they do amazing things like that.
Yeah, that just really does bring me to what I like about the project is that kind of having people question why they want to make films in the first place, getting into it, getting into the artistic aspect of it, what is important for them to tell.
I also detect, though, underlying this is a shift back to character and story, because if you only have a few minutes, if you only have an hour to shoot it, if you're saying you can only have 1 or 2 actors, there can't be special effects, therefore the writing becomes really important. I know, Austin, you've been doing workshops for years with people in writing. Are these shorts original content written by the filmmaker, or are you pairing up writers from your workshops with filmmakers to say, here, we've got a 2-minute script, here's a filmmaker that knows how to make a film?
We do have the Rio Grande Writer Room, and this is actually something we talked about. People can bring in original works, but there's a filter system. So it has to come through the workshop at least once. And if it's amazing and
get polished a little.
Yeah, yeah. Thumbs up. Like, go for it. And I know this may sound.
Well, I think that speaks to the mentorship. It works with the screenwriting as well. We'll go through the writer's room, and if they want the original works, you know, Austin and his team will look at it, kind of polish it up, and then move on to production and take it from there.
I mean, big film festivals do this all the time. Right. You know, Sundance and others, they have these workshops where they take in aspiring filmmakers and they bring in a bunch of professionals that help them fine-tune their idea. Not that their idea is not worthy already, sure. But if it can get a little better, they get a bunch of new eyes on it.
I agree. And like the thing that James and myself and Frank and everyone is talking about is the concept of the community as a brand. And I know it sounds weird, but like whatever, like when you think grunge, you think Seattle or something. Like communities have a brand to themselves.
Right. You think Austin, like, you think
yeah, Austin branded itself. And I think it's important that films made in El Paso, whether they're short, long form, plays, everything, every art form, be at a level of, man, there's no way to say this. It doesn't sound like egotistical,
well,
but
no,
at a high quality.
Yeah, yeah,
like, it has to be at a level.
Right.
That
you know it when you see it, though.
You know
and I know
when
what you
see,
mean.
Yeah.
That it could have been produced nationally.
Right. And Jim Ward, the local
musician. Yeah.
One of my favorite things he said years ago when I was doing an interview, he's like, don't do it because it's local. Do it because it's good.
Right.
And I've always loved that. If you want to make a film, make a great film.
And if you want to make film about the region you live in, make a good film about the region you live in. Yeah.
As we close, I wanted to make it clear that you guys have already shot a couple of short films, but you are now moving on to the phase where you're gauging interest and taking in names. Is that right, James? That people can apply now to get lined up for one of these slots?
That's a great question. The website will be up, so you can go to that website. You can check out the information, get on the mailing list for sure.
And this will be through the church website, which we should say is spelled unusually.
Yeah, it's a little, I believe it's thchrch.com.
Just get rid of the vowels.
Just get rid of
the
all
church.
The vowels.
.com.
The church. And you should be able to get all the information there. I believe there's a link to the first short we did there, which is up. So you can kind of
get a sense.
And that one was a test one that Austin wrote, I directed and shot. And, you know, as you're talking about character study, it goes back to that. It's, you know, it's a super cerebral film about, like, self-awakening and self-realization kind of
perfect
thing. Perfect. Yeah. But so that way you can get an idea of and we have a couple of more coming, which we're basically testing out that workflow process. So by the time we do go into full production, everything's kind of
great. Well, ambitious and innovative, two of my favorite things. So I really wish you guys luck with this and look forward to see where it goes. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having
us. Man.
I've been discussing an innovative new short filmmaking program called the Dogma 18 Project with two of the project's creators and facilitators, filmmaker James Arabito and actor, writer, producer, and director of the Border Theater, Austin Savage. The Dogma 18 Project helps connect local talent and crew for a week-long short film development project with $1,000 in funding per film. To learn more about the Dogma 18 Project and to get involved, log on to thechurch.com/dogma18, and that's spelled THCHRCH. On Film's producer is Lauren Terrazas. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.